Right, Chevra, back to Brooklyn today. So we continue in Shaar HaSimcha. We're up to Abitachon HaShvi, the seventh area, seventh category where a person needs to have Bitachon. The learning was this shiur was started as a Zechus Yecheskel. No, I'm sorry, wrong shiur. As a Zechus for an Ilan Neshama for Achaver, Achaim Elazav, and Shem Shinaryeh. Baruch Sham Avi, bunch of Torah, right? Bunch of shiurim. So Kane Yerbu. It was a schos for an Ilan Neshama for Adyachav Chaim Elazar Ben Shem Shinaryeh, as well as a schos for an Ilan Neshama for Rabbi Yaakov Yosef Ben Chaim Menachem Mitzian, and should be a schos for Fu Shlema of Chaim Dov Ben Menorachol Chana Leib Hashem Duachol Napadati Ben Peril, and a schos for all those in Eretz Yisrael. So, Habitachon HaShvi on page 385 says the seventh area, Sheyivtach Al Melech Machim Lachim, that a person has Bitachon in Hashem, HaMoishel Al Kol Baruch Hu, who rules over everything, he should be blessed. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring a Yeshua, is going to bring a salvation to us in our days. He will establish Yerushalayim and close your ears. What's his name? Tucker Carlson, but reestablish the Beis HaMikdash on the Makom HaMikdash in our days. So a person trusts in Hashem that Hashem is going to provide this. It's more than just a hope. There's an actual bitachon that it's going to happen. This is a key point. I think this is something we once touched upon, but it's such an important point. Why do we want Mashiach? What is it that we want Mashiach for? So many of us will say, and I'm throwing myself into the mix, is we feel like we work too hard. We feel like it's a real struggle with the Yetzer Hara. We feel like there's a lot of problems in the world, whether it's depression, anxiety, a lot of things. And we would love to be in a position where that anxiety, that fear is removed. And so in our minds, Mashiach is a sort of utopian existence in our minds, where a lot of the dagas that we have are going to fall away. The truth is that that's not accurate. Yemais Mashiach is going to be exactly like it is today, with children being born, people dying, anxiety, depression, everything is exactly the same. The only difference is that we will no longer be subject to being ruled by the Ummus Olam. We will have our own Israel, but it's going to be run by Talmidei Chachamim, by Tzaddikim, by a Beis Din. It's not going to be run by a secular state. With that said, so then what is it that we're hoping for? Or I should say, what should we be hoping for? So that's really what he's laying out right now. He says, the intent should not be that we want to live peacefully. That may exist in those days, right? There's not going to be war. Okay, war will stop. We dealt with this in the Rambam, that the lion is going to live with the sheep, and they're going to take all their war implements and turn them into things to grow and harvest. So he says, whether or not there's going to be peace, that shouldn't be your intent. Right, so there is a discussion about whether we will still need to put in hishtadlus, or whether the goyim will be doing the hishtadlus for us, and we will be sitting and learning. But he says, not so that you can enjoy yourself and eat delicacies. That what do I want? I want to be able to serve Hashem. I want to be able to do mitzvahs and learn Torah without outside distractions and without outside obligations. At that time, Hashem is going to remove the Yetzer Hara from our hearts. Everyone's going to come to a clear knowledge of Hashem. So, what is the major difference between now and Yemos Mashiach? The fact that there isn't the Yetzer Hara pulling us away, driving us away from Hashem, and we can then be wholesome, good Jews. And there won't be anything deterring us. Lo dever, no plague, v'lo rav, no famine, v'lo milchama, no war, v'lo tirda, and no preoccupation. Achulam yia penuyim. Everyone will be free. V'chulam yasigu asag gadol b'yas barach, and everyone will get a clearer understanding of Hashem. U'bayomim ahim adas. In those days, knowledge will also increase. K'tichsev ki mala aretz deyas Hashem kamayim liyam echasim. The earth will be full of knowledge of Hashem, like the water covers the sea. So this is the intent. And he actually quotes here on the bottom from the Rambam in Hilchas Tshuva. It's Siman Tes Halacha Beis, where he writes that the Nevi'im, Talmidei Chachamim, and all Gidin in the past Why did they want Mashiach? So that they would be free from being able, but being subservient to the Ubus Olam, and in that way they would come to merit Olam Haba. So that's ultimately why a person should want Mashiach. You want to see the Kavod Shemayim restored. You want to see the nations of the world have a recognition of Hashem, and you want that you, as a member of Klal Yisrael, can represent the and be in the Tzivos Hashem, be a representative without being preoccupied, without being pulled in other directions.